My entitled daughter is mocking and making fun of her brother after he got in a motorcycle accident and lost part of his foot and his hand, thus making it impossible for him to play Division I basketball in college. And after hearing her mock her brother relentlessly on the phone to her friends, I'm seriously considering not paying for her future college education. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So I'm a widow from a previous marriage, and so is my wife. She has a son who's 19 years old from her previous marriage, and I have a daughter as well. We dated for roughly 5 years before being married for 3 years now, and our kids have known each other since the beginning. No major fights or any weirdness besides getting to know someone else as a parent and a guardian. My son was a tremendous athlete in basketball, and I used to play in college at a school I'm sure none of you have heard of. Regardless, I know the ins and outs of basketball, and when he asked me to coach him, I was more than happy to. It turns out that he was good, really good. He was so good he could play in Division I. My wife is a controller and I'm a pharmacist, and together we make a very, very comfortable living, but we're not rich. So when my son was getting scholarship offers for basketball, I realized we could pay for my daughter's college in full, and neither of them would have any student loan debt when they graduate. And this was a plan that I had shared with my daughter, which I think was a complete mistake to begin with. These plans changed when my son tried riding on someone else's motorcycle, all with their permission but with zero training. And as a result, he ended up getting badly injured on the ensuing crash. He lost part of his hand and his foot. It was not life-threatening, but basketball absolutely ended. This happened last year, and my son has been in a deep depression that we're desperately trying to bring him out of. But he feels like his entire identity got ripped away in the blink of an eye. He has been in counseling and prescribed medication, but it has not helped thus far. Recently, he confided in me that the pills he's on has unfortunate side effects, where he basically feels virtually no interest in anything, and because of that, he wants to stop them. I told him the important thing is that he's with us, but he can bring up that with his doctor on the next visit. Fast forward 2 weeks, and I'm upstairs looking for something in my room. I then heard my daughter talking to her friends on her phone about college. The conversation turned towards her brother, and she said the following: "I can't wait to be gone. I'm tired of hearing my brother cry every single day." She also said that his hand is gross, and that she knew spirits in the house had shifted since he became injured. And honestly, I didn't think that she felt this type of way. I was gonna talk to her later about this, but then I heard her say the following. I heard him say that he can't even get up anymore, and she said this all while laughing. And when I heard that, I was absolutely furious. I stormed into her room, I took her phone, her laptop, I took her car keys, and the TV out of her room. I told her she should be ashamed of herself for how she's talked about her brother, and that he might do something permanent if he heard you talking about him like that. When my wife got home, we talked about what happened, and while she's proud of the way I stood up for my son, she thinks it's too far to also not pay for college, since we could easily do so as well. So honestly, would I be the jerk if I don't pay for my daughter's college? I am simply so heated over this situation, and I honestly don't know what to do. First and foremost, the way your daughter was talking about her brother is awful. Her brother just lost part of his hand and his foot. Like, seriously, that is not something you want to joke about. This literally just happened. And the poor guy is taking medication so he can try and feel better, all on top of seeing a therapist. Literally, his entire future got taken away from him. The fact that she thinks that that's funny and that she can make fun of that in some kind of way is so toxic and unbelievably disturbing. I'm sure she wouldn't be feeling that way if it happened to her. Now, with all that in mind and all the horrible things that she said, I do think that it would be an overreaction to deny her any payment towards college. Here's the thing, you can absolutely still punish her. Take the phone away, take the car away, take away everything you possibly could. But in my opinion, taking away that college education is not okay. I personally think that's taking things a bit too far, and I just don't think it's going to serve anybody well in the long run. So yes, I don't think you should go about that plan. I think she definitely needs to learn respect, but I don't think that should be at the cost of her education. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Today, I messed up by not cultivating my friendship with my best friend from high school, and now she's incredibly upset, and I'm worried that I've ruined a good friendship in my life. Here's what happened. So as the title states, I absolutely loathe myself for ruining the best friendship I've ever had. I met my best friend, let's call her Sarah, that's not her real name, when I had shifted schools mid-high school. We instantly hit it off and became extremely close. I used to go to her house frequently and vice vice versa. I had a hard time attending school, but she always used to be my motivation to wake up and get my stuff together. I would also like to add in that I was in the worst mental decline during that time. She immensely helped me during breakdowns during my classes, always looked out for me, and was just the greatest friend a person could ask for. She too was going through some major stuff, and I tried to be there as much as I could. She was the type of person that was honestly so mature when handling things, and honestly, I love her to death, and I still do. You see, Sarah was the type of person who didn't have many friends, but was well acquainted with pretty much everybody. She had opened up to me about things she hadn't even told her long-term friends of 16 years, and I was honestly happy that she felt comfortable enough to share it with me. My favorite memory of my schooling is honestly walking with her till the bus to drop her off and give her a hug and say goodbye. Now, this is where I messed up. After my last year of high school, gradually my side of communication started to lag behind. She inquired about it, and honestly speaking, that time came up with a lame excuse of being busy with college preparation. Slowing my side of contact was barely there. But the thing is, even though I talked to her rarely, in my mind she was my best friend, and I would talk fondly about her to everybody that I meet. I told people how great of a person she is, and would honestly gush about her to everybody. She called me out multiple times for not calling and texting, or even if we were texting, it wouldn't go beyond me simply saying hello. Over months, we talked like never, and whatever plans were made to meet up, I would cancel due to some issue or another. I had gotten into university in a different state, and before leaving, I met up with her. She expressed to me how she would never forgive me for causing her this pain, and from her side, she would remain a friend to me, but was no longer hers. I told her I would maintain contact with her when I leave, but she frankly told me that if I couldn't do that while living in the same city, she highly doubts it will happen when I change states. And honestly, I miss everything about the girl. I want to rekindle this friendship, and I want one last chance, but I don't think that would happen. I don't want to cause her much pain. I regret this every day, and everywhere I go, I'm reminded of her in different people or activities. There is not a single day that goes by that I don't think about her constantly. I know I acted awful and I wasn't reliable, and my actions were understandably pretty bad. I just don't know how to go about it at this point, and I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, I really do understand where you're coming from here. I've experienced this on both sides of this situation. I've been the friend trying to reach out to somebody else, and I've also been the friend that somebody else has tried to reach out to, and both situations really do suck. Here you had a great friendship, you were doing a lot, and then suddenly all contact kind of just slowly fades away, and unfortunately, just from personal experience, that kind of happens after high school. You think you're going to have these lifelong friends with some of these people, but it just doesn't happen. That's not always the case, there's plenty of friends I keep in contact with from high school, but overall, what you're experiencing is more common than you think. If you want to try and rekindle the friendship, I would just go ahead and apologize to her. Just be completely truthful about what's going on. Tell her that you'll make more of an effort and then make the effort necessary to keep this relationship going. And this is definitely going to require some work. I mean, your friend definitely has a point. You do live in a separate state after all. And if you want to find success in this friendship, it's definitely going to require a lot of hard work. Am I the jerk for choosing my wife over my brother's wedding at the last possible second? Here's what happened. So for a bit of context, I'm a 36-year-old male, and I'm married to my beautiful wife who's 28 years old. We've been together for 8 years and married for 3. I also have a little brother who's about 25 years old, and both my parents are 55. Recently, my brother's getting married on Friday. I was supposed to be a groomsman, but I didn't go and stayed home with my wife. Now, here's some context as to why I made that decision. During the wedding planning, my precious wife found out she was pregnant with our first baby. Of course, we were over the moon, but kept it on the down low to not take attention from my brother and his wife. Well, a few weeks ago, our precious little girl was born, and though she is a little doll, we suspect she has colic, and she has been crying nonstop. I was still going to go to the wedding, but when the day came, my wife was very stressed out and couldn't get our little girl to sleep or do anything really. She wouldn't sleep, eat, or even stop crying, and would keep going until her little face was red. My wife was exhausted, you could really tell, so I decided to stay and try and take care of my daughter while I tried to let my wife sleep. I called my brother to let him know that I just couldn't make it, and he flipped out at me. He was yelling and screaming, calling me every name under the sun. So when he started doing that, I just decided to hang up. Not even a few minutes after that, my parents were blowing up my phone, calling me a jerk for bailing on the wedding. When I tried explaining why, my mother said to me, "Who cares? It's the wife's job to take care of the kid, not the men," which is not true at all, by the way. After I still wouldn't budge. My parents told my family, leading to some family members to blow up my phone some more. When my wife found out, she was apologizing over and over again. But I don't think my wife should feel bad for needing a break. I have since blocked the family members who were scolding me, and I've gone low contact with my brother and parents until things calm down. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? Okay, this is a really sketchy situation because I can see both sides of this. For starters, I totally understand where you're coming from. Your wife just had a baby, and the baby is not doing well. They're crying, they won't go to sleep, they won't eat any food. There's a lot of things that you're trying to deal with, and your wife is exhausted. So I understand your desire to say, okay, I need to take a step back and try and help my wife out in some kind of way. But on the other side of this, I think the way you went about doing that was really uncalled for. I can kind of understand where your brother's coming from and why he would be so mad that you're bailing out at the last second on the day of the wedding. I mean, that is beyond rude. That is seriously so messed up, and that would really make me very angry if that happened to me. You're supposed to be a groomsman at this wedding. You can't just bail on it like that and not expect some kind of backlash. Now, that's not to say that I don't understand where you're coming from. I mean, you wanted to support your wife and your baby, but like seriously, you left your brother out hanging dry. That is seriously not okay. Now, don't get me wrong, the comment from your mom is absolutely insane. For her to be like, wow, the wife is supposed to watch the kid. Like, that's such an awful way to think about raising kids, it's not even funny. But regardless of what she said or anything like that, I really think it was an awful idea to bail on your brother at the last possible second. Like, there was no kind of like lead up to this. You couldn't have said something in advance to try and set something up. It really seems like you waited until the last second and said, sorry, I'm not gonna show up. Like, what are you doing? You promised you would be there. This is not some casual get together. Your brother is getting married and you're one of the groomsmen for the wedding. Honestly, I think with all things considered, I think the fact that you dropped out of the wedding at the last second while also not even trying to find a babysitter while your wife got some sleep, that in my opinion was incredibly uncalled for and really does make you the jerk. You could have called a babysitter. You could have called somebody to watch your child so that your wife can sleep and you can still fulfill your commitments. Because guess what? At the end of the day, you were committed to your brother's wedding. And to not show up in the way that you did, honestly, was an awful thing to do. My boyfriend and his family all think that I'm ugly. And even though I really like my boyfriend, I'm now at a loss and I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. I first want to say that I hesitated to share this, but I just need to get this off my chest. I'm a 28-year-old female and I started in a new relationship with my boyfriend. He's incredibly handsome and truly a wonderful person. Things have been going well as we've introduced ourselves to each other's families. That is, until an incident that happened yesterday. I was at home working on a project while he visited his nearby grandparents. When he returned, he shared what he thought was a funny conversation with them, but it turns out his aunt had seen us while we were grocery shopping. Now, I had never met this woman, and my boyfriend didn't notice her, but she described me as a girl who seemed nice but was really ugly. His grandparents, who I've also never met, went on to suggest that she might have been shocked to see him, a handsome guy, with someone like me. He told me this story all while laughing, which really hurt. And when I asked how he responded, he simply said, well, I told them that you're very nice to me indeed. This has kind of shattered my self-esteem, to be honest. I've been working on my self-confidence and therapy for months, trying to love and accept myself, and now I feel like all that progress has been in vain. I'm crushed thinking that my boyfriend, who I thought found me attractive and desirable, somehow agreed with their sentiment. I feel unwanted and absolutely terrible. I realize I'm fortunate to be with him, as he is a 9 and I often feel like a 3 on my best days, but I always hope that he would find me desirable regardless. I don't want to create unnecessary conflict due to my insecurities, so I'm just sharing my feelings here, because at this point, I seriously don't know what to do.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This seriously sounds awful. Like, I can't imagine being with someone and considering them my partner in life, and then they turn around and agree with their extended family that no, you're not good looking. Like, this guy didn't even try to defend you. He just said that you're nice to him and something along those lines. Like, what in the world is happening right now? Does he even love you in the first place? Because what you've described really does not sound like love at all. And you know what? I don't think this guy's a 9. He might be a handsome guy or something like that, but it's clear that his personality and his soul is absolutely a 1. This guy did not stand up for you. He didn't come to your defense or honor your name in any kind of way. He let his aunt and extended family basically trash you. He let them call you ugly and then laughed about it while retelling the story to you. That does not sound like a good person. He does not sound like this Mr. Wonderful you're claiming to be. His personality and dismissive nature is a massive red flag. Honestly, I'm kind of blown away that he even told you about the exchange in the first place. Like, if somebody said something awful about somebody I loved, especially somebody I was in a relationship with, I would tell them to buzz off and back off. I wouldn't then go laughing to my girlfriend and be like, oh man, you're never gonna believe what my extended family said about you. Like, that is honestly so unacceptable, and you do not deserve that. So truly, your boyfriend does not sound like a very kind person, because he is letting all of this slide. And any boyfriend who actually cared about their girlfriend would have stood up for you and said enough is enough. My entitled sister-in-law constantly makes me watch her child anytime I have any kind of get-together with my extended family. And now, as a result, I feel entirely left out, completely ostracized from the rest of my extended family, and left alone with a kid that isn't even mine. And I'm so frustrated by this, I seriously now don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So, first of all, I just wanted to get this off my chest. I've been with my husband, who I'll call John for the sake of the story, for over 4 years, and we dated long distance the entire time. Well, we finally brought an end to it last month when I moved in with him and his parents. His parents are incredible, and I love them. John has one older sister, who I will call Emily. Emily has a husband, who I'll call Joe, and they have 2 children, a little boy, who I will call Leo, and a little girl, who I will call Amy. I have met Emily and Joe only a handful of times, despite visiting them in the past at least once each visit, and now that I've been living here the past month. In each instance, Amy and Leo are always there because they are just so young. Leo is approaching 3 years old, and I love him to pieces. He is sweet as can be and imaginative. I truly love playing with him and making him laugh, but with all that said, there have been some issues. I knew when my sister-in-law was pregnant that I would never get to have a real relationship with her. It saddened me, but I was overjoyed that she was finally getting the family she dreamed of. Since creating her family, I have the strong impression from Emily that having Joe, Leo, Amy, my husband, and their parents around, she feels like her family is complete. She's happy, and she doesn't need anyone else in the equation, and that means that she doesn't need me. Let me be clear, Emily is sweet and kind to me and has never been mean or rude. There have, however, been minor issues between us. 2 examples are of her being jealous of my wage and the other of her having a fight with my husband when she overinserted herself by asking imposing questions about our plans for the future. After that situation too, by the way, she made out that she might not actually attend our wedding, but in the end, she ultimately showed up. According to my husband and his mother, Emily has a darker side. She's jealous, selfish, and only wants the spotlight for herself. Truthfully, I can see the hints of this. I have this feeling that she wants my husband to be happy since he is her brother, but she doesn't see me as part of the family. Rather, I'm a tool to ensure a portion of her family's happiness. Emily hardly ever asked me questions. In the entire time I've known my husband, I think our longest conversation was truly like 5 minutes, and I have spoken to Joe even less. When there are family get-togethers, Leo wants to be with me and to play with me non-stop, and they just let him. This results in the entire family getting to speak, relax, as well as bond together, while I have to entertain their son for hours on end with no break. I don't get to participate in the discussion, let alone listen to anything that is said, especially because Leo likes to play in different parts of the house while the family is all gathered in the living room. It's like this whenever I go to visit my sister-in-law's house. Leo only ever wants to play with me and me alone. Nobody else can ever be involved. Clearly, she must accept me to some extent to trust me to play with her son, but she also won't interact with me at all. She expects me and my husband to also pitch in with her family, but never does she ever offer to return the favor. We walk her somewhat neglected dog very often, and my husband and their family have even built a massive extension on their house, but they never paid them for that. At any time where I'm around Leo, even for just a quick visit, I become his one-woman show. It may also be worth noting I'm significantly younger than my sister-in-law, and I'm younger by about 10 years. With the attention always on Emily's life and her needs, it feels like the entire family revolves around her. Honestly, I feel so iced out, and I feel like I'll never really be a part of the extended family at all. And at this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, I completely understand where you're coming from, and I just don't blame you for feeling left out. When it comes to Leo, in my opinion, I would say hi to the kid, I would give him a big hug, and then I would go join the adults and spend time with them. Listen, you are not that kid's nanny. You do not have to be dragged off to have playtime for hours on end just so mom and dad can do whatever they want, and all at your expense as well. Like, they literally are treating you as some kind of nanny or some kind of like babysitter when you definitely did not sign up for that last I checked. So I think if anything, it's time to start asserting yourself. And this doesn't have to be any kind of like slight against you or anybody else in the family. You can literally just say, no, I don't want to play right now, and then bring that kid back to his mom. And guess what? If she doesn't like that, then she can get up off of her butt and take care of her child. Because guess what? It's her kid, not yours. At the end of the day, you are an adult. You have every right to sit with the adults and not let this kid drag you away from them. And your sister-in-law has no power over you too, by the way. It doesn't matter that she's, what, 10 years older than you? You are an adult in this situation, and you are under no obligation to babysit Leo. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.